You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Chaos Socks,
Hijacked Instructions,
Newfie Advertising,
Waffling Breakfast.
There's no waffling when it comes to my breakfast.
Nope, just waddling.
Yeah, aww.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob Gast.
That's me.
What's shaking, man?
Oh, what's shaking? Well, let's just jump into it right away. Fantasy football, I shit the bed this weekend. So now we're coming into our last regular season week. So yes. I have to win against the number one team in the league.
And I have to win.
I desperately need you to win, and I need another couple guys to lose. Like, the math for me to get into the playoffs now is just this was my opportunity to win and get in, and I didn't shit the bed. The guy I played against, his quarterback threw up like 39 points, and in our league the average quarterback gets 15-18, so
yeah,
he blew up. So anyway, I'm not gonna go on and on about it, but you are in the playoffs. You are actually playing. If you win, you win the division we're in, and you get a first round bye. Anyway,
anyways, I need you to win and you need me to win.
Oh yes,
and I need it. All works out. It's all gravy.
Yeah, so anybody that doesn't follow football, whenever you turn on the sports channel and then they have all these different scenarios for the NFL, and well, this guy wins, he gets the wild card, and he goes here and he goes there, and this is exactly what we're going through.
And as it is, my previous team, the now the LA Chargers,
yes,
and my current team, the Miami Dolphins,
yes,
chosen by the fans, they're both in the wild card spot.
Yes.
They're both fighting for that wild card spot.
The Chargers are coming on, and my team, the New York Giants, just fired their head coach and general manager. Because when shit goes to shit.
And apparently your quarterback, which is Eli Manning, has got a chance to fight for his job again.
Well, it was just we're not going to get into that. If you want, you go look up New York Giants email Eli Manning. Sure, do that. No, look up Eli Manning, and you'll see all the posts about it. He was benched, and he's the starter, and blah 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 blah. So, but either way, the guys that benched him are now fired. So, just mental note: don't bench your 2-time Super Bowl MVP.
You got to play through the rough stuff, man. They did that with Brett Favre, went through it.
Yeah.
Drew Brees went through it.
Yeah.
Like every time, Philip Rivers. Every time you got a slump, he's your guy, man. Roethlisberger.
Hey, man. You got to dance with who brought you there, man. Like, fuck.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right. So another couple things. Just a quick question. As you know, I'm not bilingual per se.
Per se.
Sorry, that's
Oule, boule, homina, homina.
That's
not
right.
Exactly.
You speak at the French, right?
I do speak at the French, yeah.
I do not speak at the French, but because I'm working here in Southern Ontario, I am pretty much the French guy on the site. Because my little and very impaired grasp of the French language is 1,000 times more than the people I work with. So they were asking me different things like, well, the topic came up and like, well, how do you say blowjob in French? I'm like, well, no, like there's different ways of saying, what is it?
C'est-ce-me-get-in.
That's how you say it. But I said, you can't literally change or translate words, because then I said, basically, if you want to say blowjob, it'd be like me asking you for windy work. You know what I mean? You can't go verbatim. Like, it doesn't work that way.
And if you translate from French to English, it's
work
suck
windy.
My seed?
Yeah.
Suck my seed, maybe?
Maybe.
You know, like
yeah, exactly. But you understand what I mean. Especially with our slang, like blowjob, like that doesn't, it's, you don't even, it doesn't.
Even in English, if you're not familiar with the term, you don't know what it means.
Yeah, that doesn't give you any hints, exactly.
And I don't think there's a direct one, right? You can't really go, give me a dick suck.
You can say anybody... suck my cock. That yeah, reckon you, pretty well, much, can, that's pretty but... direct.
It's a little more vulgar, especially yes. in church.
Especially in church. Well, that's just it. So anyway, I'm having dinner. My wife's family came by and they're all French. I'm like, oh, you guys are going to like this. And then I regale them with the Windy Work story. And they laughed politely, I guess. I guess it's a tough crowd. I'm like, oh, no. I'll save the Windy Work for my show.
It's pretty funny how you're the resident French guy when you're French by association.
Exactly.
Hey, you don't speak it, but you grew up next to French guys, huh?
Yeah.
I grew up next to Portuguese. I don't speak that either.
Yeah, exactly. all the racial stereotypes, eh?
How do you say pizza in Italian? we're not going to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I figured you'd appreciate. So now if you see me out in the real world and I ask for some Windy Work, you.
That's going to go on one of our t-shirts, man.
Yes, Windy Work. So
Roman Podcast, Masters of Windy Work.
Oh, it's Windy Work. All right. Yeah,
it's Windy Work.
Speaking of Windy Work, us getting together and working on getting those holiday cards out. We've been getting a lot of feedback. I see they're arriving in all their destinations.
Yeah, we got people from the U.S. and the U.K. posting them, which is pretty cool. People from Canada.
Well, it caught me off guard because I mailed them out last week of November, thinking I'm going to get them out in November because we're mailing them to the U.S. and we know how Canada Post is, and I'm mailing them across the pond. Like I mailed them out on a Friday, and I get messages from like the U.K. on a Wednesday. Hey, I got your mail. Wait, what? Like, jeez, it must be a Commonwealth thing. And then all of a sudden, our friends Dan and Cody down in California, like, hey, thanks, man, got your mail. What? Like, okay. The mail is awesome.
That's Canada Post going outbound.
Yes.
Inbound, I had to deal with UPS today.
Oh, no.
So I had to deal with I had a two ups and an ups bringing me my ups.
Right.
So I had two UPS guys in a UPS truck bring me my package, which is actually a UPS, an uninterrupted power source.
Oh, okay.
So I had the UPS bringing me two UPS in a two up truck. So I had two ups and an ups.
And
bring my
ups. Oh, wow.
And bring my ups. Yeah.
That's a whole lot of brown.
What can brown do for you? Ruin my shorts. What do you
apparently
think?
Apparently, fucking make me wait around all day.
That's the thing, though. They're like, they loaded on the truck on Sunday, and it said, out for delivery.
Yeah.
Loaded on the truck Sunday, and it will be there. But they're like, but it will be delivered Tuesday. So I didn't have to worry about yesterday. But today, I got up at 8 a.m.
Okay.
I posted a sign outside, said, deliveries to the side door.
Right.
I got my windows open and my blinds open. And I'm just like all day waiting for these guys going like, I don't want to miss them.
Yep.
The point where I was like, man, I got to go take a shit.
Oh, no.
But you know that's when they're going to show up.
Of course. You shit on your porch, right?
This is what Brown did to me.
Oh, dear God. Why?
Yeah, so anyways, I ran to the washroom. I did my business.
Mm-hmm.
There was an explosion of flavors.
Yeah.
And then I cleaned myself up, ran back out. I'm like, okay. And I swear to God, not even 30 seconds later, they showed up.
Oh, wow.
They could tell.
Yes. Well, what you got to realize, too, is because you and I are both living in residential areas, obviously. We don't live under a Pizza Hut. So we...
I wish... No, we're just
the residential areas. I know. I remember I used to be a courier way back in the day. And if you had any unusual residential stops, you hit those off last because you had all your regular customers. You had all your commercial places to stop. You had all your regular deliveries. And then it's like, okay, now I'm going to go hunt down these stupid side streets. This is back, well, obviously, before GPS or anything. But still, unless you were like living in an apartment building beside like a Canadian Tire or a Home Depot, some one of the regular stops, like you're not getting it till like 4 o'clock. No.
Yeah. Way. And they loaded the truck Sunday night, and it even said it on the report saying like, out for delivery.
Right.
But that means that they packed it Sunday. No, UPS isn't delivering Sunday night.
No.
So when it says out for delivery, it changed from in transit out to delivery. Okay, so they loaded the truck. So right. You start thinking, well, they loaded it early, so maybe it's like the packages are a little further back of the truck. But then you start realizing, oh, no, this is a two-up truck. The shelves are on each side, and you walk down the middle. There is no back of the truck in these things anymore. So they could reach down whatever they want. So it's they're like, okay, we're going to do these fuckers last.
Well, and I used to, before I was a courier, I was a sorter, and I used to have to load up trucks for couriers.
Right.
Load up trucks. That makes it sound weird. But anyway, so we knew the courier's route. So when we loaded their truck, I know to put their very last stop at the nose of the truck and then put everything on the shelves and then put their first stops in the aisle. So when they, as they empty out their truck, they it's an order type thing.
Right. Right. Exactly. So,
but anyway, that's
all. I got my UPS, which means that now, because there's a lot of power outages in this neighborhood, and as you know, my computer is basically matchsticks, flint, and sort of spit.
Yes.
And I pretty sure dog vomit, and that's pretty much all it is.
Right.
I'm not kidding. I figured out that if I slap my hand on the PC.
Yes.
Right. I get the blue screen of death. I cause a stack dump.
Yes. Well, Dad, don't do that. We're recording and we're on a computer. So
yeah. And I literally scare the shit out of my computer. It causes a stack dump.
A stack dump.
Exactly.
Oh my.
So anyways, this will stop that from happening. And also means that when there's a power outage, people know where to come for their porn.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah, because it dumps it apparently. Oh, look at those porn all over my kitchen floor. What the fuck? Yes, so all right, where were we talking about? Oh yes, Canada Mail, Post, and all sorts of stuff. Yes, so it's nice to see the holiday cars getting out there, and we went through a pile this year. Like they're literally all gone. I have one left.
And we had leftovers from last year.
Yeah, exactly. When we weren't famous. Yeah, so. But no, they've been all our cards have been getting out there, and we appreciate everybody's who's asked for one, and we're glad everybody's reposting and putting on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook saying that you guys got our cards, and it's everybody's like, oh wow, like, and a lot of people are taken back because it's an actual physical card in the mail, signed by us. Not that our autographs are worth anything, but everybody's, you know, email card or Facebook post. It's just strange to get an actual, oh my God, they put a stamp on this. Like
an actual tactile thing. It's a stamp from Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I told Randy from Grolex from the EMC Podcast Network down there. He's like, he posted last year when he got his card, he posted a video in our group. He's like, oh my God, I got an actual card. Like, like, and it's just, I'm like, well, it's a Canadian thing, I guess. I don't know. It is. It's our pleasure, and it's what we do because we really do appreciate everybody who's received a card and all our listeners. And it's just something for us to say, hey, you know what I mean? Like we do this for fun, but we really appreciate everybody who listens to the show. So.
Yeah, and don't think that just because we're down to one card, you're like, oh, I can't get a card anymore. Just send us your info.
Never
get
know.
Enough. We'll make another batch.
Make another batch. Oh, that's just that easy. Well, you might get it in March by the time they print off and everything.
Oh, you'll get it.
Oh, you'll get it.
Yeah. It's I hope you guys are enjoying Diwali or Chinese New Year in February or March.
Yeah.
Oh, well, by the way, here's your Christmas card.
Yes, here's your Christmas card. Yes, and if everybody that disagreed with the Starbucks, how vague the cups were last year, and you remember the red cups?
Yeah.
Well, now they'll appreciate this year's, because our card last year had a little bit of, it just said Happy Holidays on it. Now it has festive snowflakes.
Cocaine.
Right. Well, actually, I say it's authentic Canadian snow.
Oh,
so
right.
To all our American and friends and friends across the pond. Yeah, it's Canadian. So, and I put a little Santa hat on our mic. So there you go. Like, it's guaranteed not to offend anybody. All the offensive stuff will happen just right here on the program as it should be.
I signed those cards, and there's a couple of them. I made a few little designs and all that. Yes. And I forgot Rob Wade. We had wrote UK correspondent, and then with the dashes, like as if it was in lights, and then a little note on the side with a little arrow pointing upwards going, wow, artsy.
Yeah.
I literally critiqued my own work and I sent it to him.
Yes. And then it shows up on what, Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook. Yeah. And I saw it and started laughing. I'm like, oh, I forgot I did that.
Awesome. So, do you have any headlines for us this week we can get into?
Yes. Do I have some blow wind for you today?
Blow wind? No, windy work.
Oh, no, no, there's no work here, man.
No work. No. Unemployment.
Yeah, man. Okay, so some people are go-getters. Some people are self-motivated, self-starters.
Right.
You know what I mean? I put you in that category. You're a guy that if you want stuff done, you're going to get shit done.
Yeah.
Well, so is this guy. Waffle House customer sneaks into kitchen and cooks his own meal at 3 a.m.
Ah, fuck. Just makes sense.
A South Carolina man got hit with a strong Waffle House craving at 3 a.m. But when he walked in here, I've already read this story. So basically when he walked in, mm-hmm. there was no staff. He couldn't find anybody.
No, no.
So then he went into the kitchen, found one guy passed out on stooped over on his arms, you know, sitting down and sleeping.
Okay.
Found another one in a chair and in a back office. Everybody was asleep. So instead of waking them up, he's like, fuck it. I'm going to go make breakfast. And he went and he made himself, let's see here. I don't know if
waffles?
It actually says exactly what it, yeah, well, waffles. And I think there was bacon and all like the whole fixing. And so, makes him so, and he Instagrams the whole thing. Right. So now you're thinking, wow, that's pretty funny. Now, you know, those two geniuses who are working, they're getting canned.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Right. You're instantly fired. Yep. Right. Don't fall asleep on the job. That's no. Your job is to stay awake.
Your job is to actually cook waffles. Staying awake is implied.
But it's the overnight shift, right? And that's a tough shift.
Yeah, of course. There.
Right. But, you know, and I'm not saying I haven't fallen asleep overnight, but I never got caught.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right. And once the owners and all that and the managers got wind of this, they got a hold of him and thanked him for basically, you know, not stealing the money in the cash register.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for just for being a good guy and for kind of making light of the situation.
Yes.
And for showing them that thank you for showing the flaws in our current process. No, it's not a flaw if your two dumbasses are asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what you get at 3 a.m. staff. That's who you have to hire.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So now the boss will have to call in at 2 and 4 and go like, what's going on? Yeah. You guys awake over there?
Yeah, it just, you see.
They even offered him a job, by the way.
Well, of course. Well, you mean, yeah, they said, fry up some waffles.
Like, since you like waffles so much, like, you know, they offered him a job as a secret shopper.
Yeah.
For him to go to different waffle houses and basically see if everything's up to par.
Yeah, that's, you see, not that there's anything wrong with working in a Waffle House. Like, you got to do what you got to do, and sometimes a job's a job, and maybe if you're working overnight because you need a second job to support your family, hey, we get all those circumstances. But there's a majority of people, and we've been over this with the Mick jobs at McDonald's. 9 times out of 10, you're getting the service you get at McDonald's or a job like this because that's the only job they can get. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Anybody that's working graveyard shift at a Waffle House, you mean, maybe might not be motivated. Maybe.
Hey, I used to work the Sunday morning shift at a car rental agency.
Yes.
Right? And I was the only one. We were three counter guys and two guys outside jockeys.
Yep.
I was the only guy who was staying awake.
Yep.
Even though there were no customers usually Sunday morning because people would rent on the Friday and Saturdays and bring it back. Sunday night or usually Monday. We had a weekend raid. So Sundays are fairly slow. So these guys would come in because they partied all night.
Yes.
We had some customers would ask us to remove the rear seats in the minivans. Yep. So we usually have a couple of those bench seats in the back office.
Yep.
And I would walk in and see these two dummies curled up.
Right.
Asleep. Right. And I was the guy who always stayed awake because I knew the boss would call. And he always did. And this is the owner of all the franchises that would call.
Yep.
He'd be like, what's going on today? I'm like, this is happening. This is happening. I'm doing this and this. All right, is Miguel there? Jason there? Yeah, they're here. They're just in the back there. And every Sunday he would call and I'd be like, yeah, they're just in the back. You know, but whenever a boss would show up, though, then I'd start kicking chairs.
Oh,
get up, you fucking lazy pricks.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But every Sunday they would sleep. And it was just like, I'm like, well, what if I want to get some sleep? They're like, well, go ahead. But they would sleep, too. Like, yeah, you always have one man on post, right?
Yeah, that's the rule. Yeah, they give
zero
fucks.
Somebody was asleep.
Yeah.
Somebody has to stay on watch.
Yep.
Right, and then go kick your chair. We go, oh, get up, man. We got a customer. Oh, you know, somebody. But there's certain people. They're like, oh, I don't care if you want to sleep. I'm going to sleep no matter what.
Yeah, they're just going to gamble.
Roll the dice. It's all about them. They don't care about you.
No, no, of course
not. It's like, no matter what's happening, I'm going to sleep. It's like, well, what if I want sleep? It's your turn to stay up. Oh, whatever. I'm going to go to sleep. Well, idiot, we're both asleep. We're going to get fired. Oh, well.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I hate working guys like that, because I'm too – my dad put a lot of work ethic into what I do.
Yep.
You know, I cannot go to work and sit there and do nothing.
No, no, exactly. No, and that's –
you know what I mean?
No, you got to go in.
Run the risk of losing my job.
You got to go in. And I – you know what? I do the same at my job. I go in and I'm just – I'm your starting pitcher. I go up to the mound. I throw 9 to 12 pitches and I sit the fuck back down again. And then I go back in again and throw 9 to 5. Like, but it's just steady. It's just bump, 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 bump. But you have to be. You mean, that's just – it's you have to go to – if someone's – and the way I look at it, if somebody's paying you, especially the amount of money, like, especially now in the trades or that I'm in, like, Jesus Christ, like, I wouldn't cut somebody a check to do nothing. You mean?
Oh, exactly.
So, but anyway, so, you know, kudos to this guy for helping out and making his own waffles and making a joke out of it. And
he was drunk out of his mind, too. He was
obviously,
like,
yeah.
He was hammered. He was like, I'm going to go make me some waffles, man.
Yeah, I need some waffles.
Like, the arrogance involved of being like, and the confidence. And the confidence involved to go, I could do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
This job ain't that hard, and I guess it wasn't.
Apparently not. Yeah, because they offered him the job. Awesome. You got any other headlines for us?
Okay, so you're familiar with the town of Aurora, Ontario, aren't you?
Yes, I am, actually.
All right, just outside of Newmarket. It's north of Toronto.
It is.
Roughly about, 30 minutes?
Yeah, it depends. On a Friday night, it's 6 hours.
Yeah.
If you're heading north.
North into the east, if you're going up Highway 404 as opposed to Highway 400, which takes you north.
Yeah.
Highway 404, it's over quite a bit to the east. Anyways, north of there. So once you get into Aurora, you've seen those construction signs that are all digital.
Yes.
You know, delays this much or this much time to get to this street and that street.
Of course.
Regular time, this, blah, blah, blah. And you always like kind of wished you could write shit to tell people off.
Yes.
Well, somebody did. They hacked. There's two ways of doing it. You can do it manually or you can do it by modem. And somebody hacked the system and wrote, fuck them all.
Fuck them all?
Fuck them all.
Oh, them all. I say, fuck the mall. Like,
no,
you went shopping
the
and he was mad.
Didn't do nothing to him.
Goddamn Aldo. Fuck you.
No, he wrote, fuck them all. And I think there was 4 different locations where this took place. They managed to shut 3 of them down, and they had to manually go and unplug the 4th one. Okay. And they're like, well, now we found there's a flaw in the system, so we're looking into it. Yeah, here's your flaw. Somebody's fucking angry.
Well, yeah, and also, too, okay, you're smart enough to hack into this little system they have, and all, you mean, but that's your statement? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, so it has to be somebody associated with either road work or with the city or something, because who would bother hacking signs in Aurora, Ontario?
And then to put fuck them all.
And right, fuck them all.
Like,
instead of making a statement
like
you know,
vote for Bob or you know what I mean?
Or down with the liberals or this or that or you know, Prime Minister Wynne, you know, our the premier of our province.
Yeah. Yeah, you nothing, know, no slang, no slander,
no,
just
no slander, no nothing, just F them all.
Yeah.
And I was reading these signs and going like, you know, that's been a secret dream of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think somebody just said, screw it, I'm doing it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. And, you know, it's kind of next generation. Like, you know, where we grew up in Sudbury, Ontario, we grew up in a suburb north of Sudbury.
Yep.
And on that Highway 69 North, when you're traveling up to where we grew, where our neighborhoods were,
69.
There's rocks, obviously, because Sudbury is like one big crater. And it was, I guess it was a passage or a rite of manhood. You had to spray paint your girlfriend's name on a rock or something.
It's a rock cliff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's basically in these... Yeah, for those who don't understand, basically it was called the Sudbury Basin.
Yeah.
A meteorite many millions of years ago smashed right down where Sudbury is. And what that did was Sudbury is known for nickel mining. And it's because it actually took all the nickel from deep in the earth and just splashed it back up.
Yeah, churned it up.
And that's why there's so much nickel there. But because of that, there is a lot of rock faces everywhere. The whole place is rock. So when they started mining, sulfur killed all the vegetation, so it looked like the moon.
It's
but in order to build roads, you had to blast through rock. So literally each side of you of your street is like 10, 20 feet
of rock.
Rock faces.
Yeah, and yeah, it's a rite of passage to spray paint your girlfriend's name or your initials and her initials and a heart. I never did it, but probably because I didn't have any girlfriends back when I was younger. But that's neither here nor there. We're not getting into that.
That's not true. I remember you were a big whore.
Anyway. Crickets. Make it sound like I just gave it away, like just slinging dick. Here you go, ladies.
One-eyed purple yogurt. What is it? One-eyed yogurt purple slinger? Yeah. What? I don't know.
Just slinging it. Anyway. Yeah. So so we've evolved from spray painting rocks to tacking into the construction signs or road signs, which is great. Anyway, yeah. It's at least it's not forever.
That's true. Yeah. So, I would have done something a little more hilarious. Like, it just F the mall is a little too direct, and it's it's also vague. Sorry, it's vague. You just F the mall. Yeah. You know, it's a Metallica album.
No, I didn't kill them all.
It's close.
Yeah, close. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think if I had that opportunity, I think I'd write something new. Listen to the Roman podcast or something fucking stupid.
Yeah. And then they would find us.
Yeah. Hey, did you? No, man. Must have been a fan. Must have been the fan. Can we see your downloads? Nope.
Exactly.
Anyway. Okay. Right. So, dude, or dudette, like whoever did it, right on. Hey, that's cool. I'm down with it. It's not, nobody got hurt. Yeah, I mean, some parents might have some explaining to the kids. Well,
yeah, it's just like, excuse me, counselor, about those construction signs. AO. Yeah, we're very proud of those signs.
Yes.
Well, there's a message. No, whatever it says, you should follow those directions.
All right. This is
very important. Okay.
Awesome. Do you got another headline for us?
Yeah, man. Let's go with, Newfoundlanders are a great bunch of people.
They are.
Yeah, they are like the nicest people, but they're also very creative.
They are.
Advertising on icebergs, a Newfoundland man plans to try.
Okay, go on.
So when you're in Newfoundland, right? When you're in Newfoundland, you can see pieces of iceberg break off.
Yes.
And they float. You can see them float by in Newfoundland. So one man decides that he's going to he plans to auction off the opportunity to advertise on an iceberg and the Atlantic Ocean next spring.
Well, okay. So are they going to like actually just, is he going to like spray paint like we do on the rocks in Sudbury? Or
no, what's going on? It's going to be more than a sign that says eat at Joe's. They're
slinging dick.
Slinging dick. That's right. They send it. And when they do it, it's going to go, quote unquote, go viral.
Okay.
So it's going to go viral.
Okay.
Right. So, basically, they're going to auction off to the highest bidder with bids starting at $500,000 US.
Right.
Right. Including not limited to the latest model of luxury vehicles and maneuvering it on the iceberg, promoting your unique brand and launching opportunities, marriage proposals.
Of course, yes.
Then they said that the website claims that the iceberg wrap will be environmentally friendly. And all materials will eventually be removed, ensuring the environment turns back to its original state. So it's all going to be all biodegradable stuff and that. But what they're going to do is, like, let's say it's a car advertising, right?
Right.
So they're saying that we're going to get a barge. We're going to have your Tesla or your Audi, whatever.
Yeah.
And we're going to drive it on to the thing, and we're going to show it driving on the iceberg.
Okay.
Right? And also parked up on the iceberg like it's at a car lot.
Right.
And say, like, it's the coolest thing there is. And he's gonna try doing it. He's gonna try pulling it off. And once he's done, he's gonna remove everything, and it's gonna go back to normal. And then remember, it's not gonna be the same iceberg, right? Once that passes,
right,
it keeps going and melting. So then when the next one comes along, they're like, okay, that one's good enough. They're gonna manipulate it a little bit, maybe carve it down a little bit as much as they can or they need to. And that's why it's kind of hit and miss. They're like, well, we'll try this one. Oh, we'll try that one.
Yeah.
And so that's his plan. I don't know if he's gonna go through with it, but I mean.
Well, it just there's a lot that can go wrong. You mean like?
Oh yeah. Like that car can end up like in the Atlantic. Forget it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like you can't like
along with the driver.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't know. It sounds cool, and I like the idea. His forward thinking, that oh, it's going to go viral. So not only are you going to get the people in Newfoundland, and as it passes by Nova Scotia and starts going south or wherever it's going, you know what I mean? Or, you know, head on over to Greenland. So anybody living there, like, he's counting on the fact that people are going to film it or put it on Instagram. Yeah. And you mean, so
they're going to film it all. They're going to put it out there. And then he's counting on the fact that, as he said, it's going to go, quote unquote, go viral. Right. So not even it's going to go viral. He's just not, I don't know how he thinks it's going to happen when he can't figure out that, one, you can't make a viral video. Make a video that goes viral.
No. Right? It just happens.
And two, it won't go, quote unquote, go viral.
Right.
It will go, quote unquote, viral. Right.
Yeah.
There's no two goes there.
No.
So without getting this line, basically they just wanted to catch fire and everybody be promoting it.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I completely understand what you're getting at. It's just,
I see some really cool ideas, man. Like fire and ice and, you know, like you can make some pretty cool stuff, but it's fucking dangerous.
Of course it is. Yeah. And is it his to do? Like, can you do that legally?
Yeah. Cause technically they do. I think they do fall either in, open maritime space there or whatever.
Maritime law. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's 200 kilometers from the border of Canada. That's international waters.
Yeah.
And if it falls within that 200, then it's ours to do with as we please. It's considered, you know, in our backyard.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
you know, so his locations are free. You just got to get to him.
Yes. Well, it's forward thinking, but I don't know. I can't imagine it working, but just
you're the location scout. Yes. Here are your water wings. What?
Wait, what? Yeah. And if there's an iceberg in the water, it's probably pretty chilly.
Yeah. Just here's one of those inflatable rubber duckies that go around your waist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Awesome. Well, good luck to you, sir. I applaud your ingenuity, but I question your ingenuity. Anyway. Okay. So do you have any other headlines for us?
Yeah, I got one more for us there. I've got a whole bunch here, so let's not go with this guy. This guy's an idiot.
Okay.
Okay. Man arrested as smelly socks unleashed chaos on Indian bus.
Smelly socks. Okay. So,
on an Indian bus.
Oh, okay, a native American.
We're talking people. No. New Delhi, India.
Oh, okay. Right?
We're talking people who eat spice for a living.
Oh, lots
and
of curry.
There's a lot of strong odors of food and smells and area and this guy's feet were so bad it made them gag. Right? Indian police arrested a man whose stinky socks caused a showdown on a bus as his fellow passengers protested the pungent odor. The man removed his shoes and socks on the bus going from the Himalayan state. I won't say the state, but anyways, going to New Delhi.
Yes.
And put them near the aisle. Other passengers protested and asked the man to put away his offending socks or throw them out. The man refused, sparking a heated confrontation that forced the bus driver to stop at a police station in one of the provinces.
Right.
Right. The bus stopped several times because of the smelly chaos before they could come to the police station. He was arrested on charges of causing public nuisance and later released on bail.
Okay.
He was accused. He had threatened other passengers and caused disturbances at the police station. The man in turn filed a complaint against his fellow passengers and the bus crew for harassment and insisted his socks did not smell. The officer said he left the area on another bus later that day. So, yeah. You'd be like, oh, my God, what's that smell?
Well, yeah.
It's like a baby shit curry into a diaper and it's been left in a car for 40 days.
Yeah, and not to make any stereotypes, but if you're in, like, Mumbai and some you smell something offensive, it's like
I know some people will be like, hey, you're making fun of India. No, we're going based off of Russell Peters when he went to India.
Yes.
Right. He's like, I'm Indian. Cause he's from where I live. Right. He's from Brampton.
Yes.
You know? And so he was like, I'm Indian. I can't wait to go see my people. And then he walked off the plane and he went, what the hell is that smell?
Yes.
In fact, he has a new TV series on now called the Indian Police, Indian Detective.
Yes. Indian Detective. Yes.
Yeah. And one of the lines in the commercial says, well, you're out here for some fresh air. He goes, this is India. He goes, it's a trick question. This is India. There is no fresh air.
Stupid. We're not making it. It's just, I work on a construction site all day. Like, the joke is, hey, guys, you know what we should do? We should go to one of those pedicure places in the mall right after work, especially in a nice hot summer day, and you know, just peel off those work boots and be like, oh, what the fuck? Why? Like, of course, we never would actually do that after work, but you mean, like, because you're guaranteed to offend somebody. Like, and how do you not know you reek? Like, I understand, like, I mean, it's like, oh, man, you smell. Yeah, you're right, I do.
I mean, I've known people who were homeless, who, like, back home. There was a guy that, he's not with us anymore, but there was the local homeless guy.
Yes.
Right? We lived in such a small town, there was, like, one
there
homeless
was one,
guy.
Yeah.
The Holy Roller, right?
We're riding around the moped. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's Claude. Yeah, if you looked at his skin and every crevice, every crack of his hand, there was dirt just so embedded in there that you couldn't clean that. It would take you a year to get that out of there.
Yes.
So the body seems to adapt and it gets you. So if you're used to living in that kind of smell, you adapt to it. What they call remember that Febreze commercial? You go nose blind.
Yes, nose blind. Yeah, I guess so. But you mean I suppose you're right. But still, like
this guy was like, I don't smell at all. You should smell my mother.
Oh,
jeez. Let me tell you.
Man, well.
You can clear a room.
Yeah, no, I would not be a fan of, stinky feet. There's all sorts of.
On the bus, I mean.
Well, yeah, I didn't, it's just, wow. No, no, thanks. I'm glad they took care of it. And I'm sure he's offended, like as anybody would be, but. Just don't fucking take your shoes off, man. Like you're on a bus.
It's like the equivalent of taking your tidy whities off and just like grabbing each end of them and stretching them out and just kind of clean it out between your butt cheeks after a bad episode of swamp ass.
Yes, exactly. But also too, like I as I recently mentioned, I think a couple weeks ago, we recently discovered that I have a small allergy to the whey in whey protein. Remember we were talking about that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, and I realize that it causes a rather volatile reaction. And I know it's happening, but even still, I try to nip that in the bud. So that
conversation with you and your wife is no way. Yes way.
Yes way. Yeah.
Get out of the way.
I guess he's the nose blind. I guess. I don't know. But sir, please keep your fucking shoes on the bus. God damn it.
It's just like, this isn't your house.
No.
But it's India, and I've seen those guys take a train.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of rules.
Not a lot of rules.
They don't have the same safety standards that we have here. Like,
no.
Where we're like, stay away from the train and make sure you stay in your seats and buckle up. Meanwhile, they're like 17 people clinging on the sides of it, screaming,
commuting. Oh, well, now that we officially offended everybody.
Not everybody, but I'm trying.
You are trying, yes. Okay, so you know what we should do? We should take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we take off for the night. So do you want to tell everybody where they can find us on Twitter?
And, Twitter and the Instagram, they can find us at Roman Podcast.
And yourself?
I am at Roman Citizens. That's Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter,
Grindr.
All the good stuff.
Yep.
Exactly. Stop with the Grindr.
It's not me, man.
I found out it's not called Grindr. It's called.
Sorry. Windy Work.
It's called Tinder.
Yes. Middle aged white male looking for windy work. Wink, wink. All right. You can find myself at RobertMMCast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And do not forget about our website, RomanPodcast.com, where you can see the networks we're on, the Tangent Bound Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and also the Ask Roman and Rob Anything button. There's a button there. Yeah, click that and we will get right back to you. Yeah, you can ask us anything. Also, do not forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. We have a Tasty Nude campaign. If you want to send Roman, the single guy, some tasty nudes, you can send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. But if you have any tasteful, artful, like, you mean, nice nice tasteful nudes. You can send them to the married guy, myself. Same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com, and I will happily peruse your tasteful nudes. Also, do not forget about our review reach round. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, go to Apple Podcasts, that's the formerly known as iTunes, or Stitcher and Google Play, or any podcatcher you're on, or the Laughable app, anywhere there is a review or rating system, go there, leave us a review and a star rating, and we call that the review reach around.
Yeah, that's a 5-star Waffle House reach around is what that is.
Waffle House reach around. So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau, saying, Ralph Garman, we're with you, my friend.
Yes.
Have a nice night.
Garmy strong. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolix podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud.
Hi.
That was the other third of the Grolix podcast.
From afar. Because yeah. She's still in America.
She's still in America. But we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa.
Whoops.
Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guys that created Doctor Who. Canadian.
He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. Oh. I think they won now.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know that there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano in Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano too, but I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas. Bananas.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.